Joined before today's game by head coach Mike Boshi. Coach, a weekend sweep, those are always fun, but the way you won on Saturday against the number 21 team in the nation, any more thoughts on the gutsy effort by the six guys that were forced to play the whole game?
You know, when you're in it, you kind of move on pretty quick, and most of my attention's been on Crookston, but, you know, I'll just recap it. It was a fun weekend. Augustana's a really good basketball team. You know, for us to, you know, kind of come together a little bit and play as well as we did for 40 minutes was nice, you know. So, feather in the hat, but I've moved on to Crookston.
Well, let's get on to Crookston then tonight. Team that you struggled with the first time around. Mm-hmm. Several different players for Crookston kind of had your number that night. Kind of talk about what you're looking to do tonight.
Well, again, it's a quality team with, again, one of the best players in the league, and they do have really good role players that can, you know, add a lot at any given time. So it's just a balance of, you know, can you keep Clary in check, and can you keep the other guys from having really good, efficient nights, and that's the challenge.
And in the first game, you kind of came out slow on the offensive end, and just weren't able to really score points early in the ball game. What are you going to try to do to change that tonight?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I think we're up 20-15 when Ja got in foul trouble and he had a sit, and then we just kind of lost any semblance of organization. It seemed like it. We didn't get into much. A lot of bad shots. Defensively, weren't very good. So we're a different team. I think we've grown a lot. I think the Florida trip helped a little bit to help us grow. We went through some tough times down there a little bit and played some really good competition, learned a little bit. Northern State, I think, helped a little bit. So we've been continually growing here a little. And, you know, hopefully we're a better basketball team than we were when we played them the first time.
Nick Wagner had his struggles against Crookston the first time. He's kind of started to come into his own scoring-wise, finding his shot, playing well on the defensive end. How is it important for him to have a good game today?
Well, absolutely. I mean, not just him, but I need everybody to play well. I need everybody to do what they can do at a high level. You know, Nick's shot selection has been challenged a little bit. And, you know, obviously we can't have him go 1-for-13 in any game and expect to be, you know, successful. But, you know, everybody seems to have grown up a little bit here in a short time. Intelligent group, more experienced group, they're tougher. And, you know, it all adds to helping you out on both ends of the court.
And your bigs really had a nice game over the weekend. They played pretty well over the last couple of weekends. Talk about their progression and their improvement.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we want to stress balance. And, you know, you can't always get it for one reason or other. But, you know, Derek, Bader, and Zach lately have done a great job of giving us what we need. You know, Cody Landwehr is certainly someone that can give us what we need when he gets healthy and gets back, and will add a lot to the team. But we're playing, you know, with three less guys than we probably normally would have. But, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing pretty consistently, and that's always a good thing.
And to finish up, is there any good news on the injury front about timetable when people are going to be coming back?
Probably not much good news, but you know, Cody probably back in 3 or 4 weeks. Ja will get a cast off probably in 6 weeks, so whatever that means. And then Jakob, yeah, we'll be out for the year.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Mike Boshi before today's game. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.